Hello.
What's up?
Hello, world.
What's up?
Here is an episode. Another episode of a week.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Who are we?
We are Shea Butter Podcast.
Wait a minute. That's not how it goes. How are we supposed to start this thing?
You do.
Oopsie.
One of us introduces.
Oh, who am I? I am Sky. I am Fly. Straight out the ATL. Where the players dwell. Apparently, I sound like I'm from Los Angeles. I don't know what to do with that. People said I have lost my southern accent. Shout out, I ain't lose my southern accent, though. And I'm with who?
What's up, world? It's your girl, Sales VA, all day. Two up, two down, chilling. And it's definitely not been sunny here. But in LA for another, like, 20-something hours. Yeah.
I'm here. And who are we? We're Shea Butter FC, not Jerry Curl FC. And we're a podcast featuring two black women's perspectives on soccer, football, and everything in between.
Delivering content with soul and seasoning that'll moisturize your skin.
And lay your edges.
You whisper it. And deepen your love for all things black women.
And then today's short episode, because it's going to be short. It's going to be less than 30 minutes.
I got
maybe
that,
40 so minutes. Yeah, anyway, what are we going to do? We're going to give our NWC. We're going to be quick. We're going to discuss the NWCL. Giving three thoughts of improvement for teams and then three things for the future.
Three is the number of completion. I like that.
And then we're going to send some superlatives. If somebody has a rant, a brief rant.
Oh.
Or we'll talk about the WNBA. And then we will give our hits and rants.
You're not going to be brief about that. Okay.
It's going to be brief because we're doing this under 40 minutes. And then we be done. For okay. A couple weeks. Anyway, the NWCL. All right, so who's going first?
You can go.
Okay, three thoughts of improvement. So, improvement thought number one. We need to get control of the stoppage time situation. I think there were several games that were over a collective total across two halves. 20 minutes, 30 minutes of stoppage time. You cannot continue to do this. It is not safe for the player's health because effectively you're putting extra minutes on bodies, let alone the messing up the game. We got to fix that. We're getting into summer. So they're playing how many games? They're playing 22 games. It was really like 24.
You know, no. You've played 26. It's the most games that they've ever played.
Yeah.
Right, because there's 14 teams.
So I think the thing is, okay, so it can get confusing because I know some people are thinking it's 22 games, but because some of the match days are combined because teams are playing midweek, it's not showing up. But they're playing 26 games. All that to say, they're playing.
It literally says 26 match days.
But, whatever. Whatever. Anywho, they're playing. Anyway, all that to say, they're playing too many freaking games for it to be extra minutes. This is just the NWSL season. We ain't counted for the Summer Cup, the Sippy Cup, whatever other random cups that pop up. Like, they playing too much soccer. We need to fix that. Other area of improvement. We all need to believe in shooting at the goal, kicking the ball into the goal. Shoot with audacity. Shoot. Just shoot. Even if it's not accurate, just please shoot at the target. There's a lot of teams struggling for the final third. So you have in the middle of the table, multiple teams at the same points or near the same points. And then lastly, I need everybody to breathe in, breathe out. It's just the third of the season. It's early on, as fans, hell, even media members, please breathe in, breathe out. There are several, I know some teams were going through it. They lost, they drew, they lost games. They shouldn't have lost, Angel City. But it is still early. I know that's crazy because we're on match day, whatever number. But there's still a lot of soccer to go in another transfer window.
It's 10 or 9, depending on who's playing.
Okay.
I'm sorry, 9 or 8, depending on who's playing. Okay.
What are your thoughts of improvement?
I don't know if it's improvement or trends. So one for me is there's essentially 7, maybe 8 teams fighting for six playoff spots.
Yes.
Which in previous years, we only had six playoff spots, right? It's the third of the season. Obviously, health also matters. You have teams who have several international players, and I don't just mean U.S. national team players. You have a lot of international players in this league, and a decent amount of them are going to the Olympics this summer. Never mind qualifiers for different tournaments, things of that nature. Cool. So who knows what the season will look like? Obviously, with over a month long break in between July, I think July 4th games are the last games, and then they don't come back to like the end of August or something like
that. Yeah.
So yeah, it's a long break. People are going to be putting a lot of wear and tear on their body. A lot of these players going to the Olympics are players that, my gosh, I'm sorry, it's just my body's breaking down on me. A lot of these players are also like the talisman of their NWSL club. So somebody's going to end up missing a player. Like, it's just the law of averages is going to play out here. So yeah, that'll affect some outcomes, I think, particularly later in the season, because I think there's like 10 games left when they come back. So it's very much time enough to make noise. On the back end, and the transfer market will be open. So people come back from that break. All of that to say is, if your team is one of those seven or eight teams,
please breathe.
Deep breaths. Everybody's got a weakness.
Yep.
So except Orlando, maybe. But like everybody from both
even
has that. A weakness.
Even at the top of the table. Good team.
So I think Kansas City's still technically top of the table. Goal differential. But I think that it pays to have an audacious goal scorer. Or whatever Barbara Band is. Congratulations to Orlando for that one. I think there's some trends. Like, I think having a goal scorer who has at least like four or five goals probably keeps you in the playoff conversation as the season goes along. I think the golden boot number is gonna maybe be closer to Sam Kerr's single season. Like, I think if Banda stays healthy, she's got a shot.
I think there are a couple players we continue.
Yeah, that's true. Right. Sophie's already on what, like
11.
Damn. All right. Clearly there are players who are scoring at high clips, and kind of putting teams on their back and scoring those goals, because another trend or room of improvement. I love offensive football. I love attacking football. I think the beauty of this league is like transition moments, but even teams who possess tend to at least attempt to shoot. Whether they're accurate, whether they're not wasteful is a different conversation. But shooting matters, right? And I do think in its own way it's happened more this year, depending on the team. but I just lost my train of thought. Based on improvement, like, I agree with you, shooting more. I really lost my thought.
Defense is non-existent.
There we go. That's what I was gonna say. You knew where I was going. Not non-existent, but it ain't great. Like, defense is a little optional this year, even on the teams that are winning, right? There haven't been a ton of clean sheets.
Yeah.
In this league. I think now we're in the point of the season where we've played a bunch of games in a row, so I think that that's become more of the norm. Like, you've got a few more 1-0 score lines, but you really didn't have that going in. Goalkeepers matter. Obviously, we've seen AKB come into the league and do well. Obviously, you know, you still have the likes of Kayla Sheridan and AD French.
Jane Campbell.
Jane Campbell, obviously, keeping her team around. It does exist, but yeah, like, defense first is probably not going to win it for you this year. It's just not. You're going to have to score goals. You're going to have to score multiple goals, right? it's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting to see what teams do in the summer to sort of fill some deficiencies. I'd like to see more shots, because it's clearly going to be goal scoring that gets you where you need to go and not necessarily defending. I think there's going to be at least two moves in the summer that change the playoff picture. And it won't necessarily be the big names, but I do think you'll get some big names this summer. I'm interested to see what this tournament looks like. When we play Liga Meki teams, I think it'll actually be very helpful, particularly for the, you know, those players staying behind who don't necessarily get normal minutes, but they also see a different kind of football. And I think some of them are pretty coachable pretty quickly and can adapt that to their game. Particularly the ones who don't make that 18 person roster, potentially. Yeah, that's what I got.
Well, so was that to your future too?
I haven't done the future yet. Are we doing that?
Well, shit, you went beyond three. You did 6, 7, 8, 20.
Okay, then that can be all of it. That's fine. I'm sure.
I mean, did you have more?
I didn't do predictions at the beginning of the year. Okay. There's a team now. I'm not even naming names. This is being hyped up. This team now is out of the playoff picture. Who will host a home game first round? I think at least one team in the playoff picture now will drop out. Yep. Maybe two. I think someone's gonna go on an undefeated run post Olympics.
Yes.
I don't know. I think I'm just very fascinated by the idea of switching coaches in the middle of the season when your team is good. And you got to do it because you're paying that man a lot of money. Like, mm-hmm. I'm very interested to see how this works. Because I don't think it's been smooth sailing for the U.S. national team, but I also think that's a very different conversation. I think it's a very different conversation. So I'm interested to see what DC does there. And if that team doesn't look the same under the new coach, how much grace? Like, what does that look like? It's just, I haven't seen that dynamic before. So it's very interesting. Like, you switch coaches in the middle of the year because your team is bad. So, yeah, I'm interested. But yeah, that's all I got. You can go.
All right. So, to the future. So, like Sil said, you probably got, realistically, somewhere between 6 and 8 teams fighting for 6 playoff spots. Even then, per usual, somebody at the top of the table is going to tumble. Maybe not completely out of the playoffs, but they're going to tumble because it's 8 spots. Yeah. I expect there are several teams. So why are there so many teams able to vie for these other spots? Because bajillion teams are near each other in points, like literally at the same points or a point above.
Like between 9 and 12 points, there's like 5 teams or something.
Yeah, there's, two, I think the winner of the Shield will probably be near at the top of the table, barring some injuries.
No, wait a minute, friend. The Shield winner is the top of the table.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Whoever's currently now will win the Shield. However, barring some injuries, somebody else who is mid-table could jump up and win the Shield.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm saying. Who will win the Sippy Cup championship of life, the coveted championship, is probably somebody in the middle of the table, because there are anywhere between 4 and 5 teams who, if they can figure out how to shoot and finish, have ample enough defenses that will cause the top of the table problems, because the top of the table have phenomenal scoring, but their defenses can get cooked. So that is something to watch for.
Yeah.
And then I expect whoever, another thing that is something to think about for future. So understand, you got teams, this is a marathon, not a sprint. So you got teams who are playing for, what do you call that? You got teams who are playing for the championship, not necessarily for the Shield. And then what happens in the summer is probably going to be relying on who's healthy, who's available, and who wants to win the Summer Cup of Life. So that's something to keep in mind of, that teams are doing what they're doing and evolving, because they're trying to get to playing 4 games in November versus trying to win the Shield. So it's a long season. So buckle up. Other than that, I was going to say, expect with this long break that comes, I expect some rookies, players who might not have been in shape, to get in shape. And then that reset will be a reset and it'll be a like a quick sprint to the finish. So be prepared. That's all I got.
Okay.
And on that note, okay, we're gonna take a quick break. And we're back. All right. I guess it's time for the superlatives.
Yeah, I think that's
beat drop. So who had a good bomb? Who had good bombs of the week?
Well, we should go. Oh no, it's true. I think we can just name the goal scorers. I don't know if that was a true bomb or dunk this week.
As I said, bomb, dunk, whatever. Who had good scoring?
Your goal scorers this week, from a delegation, were Coy Bethune, Sophia Smith, Lynn Williams, Jaden Shaw, Miles Swanson, and then of course we have Dabinia and Adriana.
And Lynn Williams.
I said Lynn Williams.
Oh, continue.
I read it in order. So yeah, those are your goal scorers. I mean, Sophie's making.
Whoa! Doms of the week. Who had doms this week? Coy Bethune.
Okay, so am I just naming the stuff that people did? Okay.
Yes.
We switched it up. Sorry. Okay. Doms of the week. So that's assists and Coy Bethune, Jade Shaw, Sophia Smith, and Janice Joseph are, I believe, her first NWSL assist. Had one this weekend. So yeah, a lot of variety.
And then also we got a new term, Shea Butter Bowling Alley, because penalties. Because you're knocking down the bowling pins. Jane Shaw.
You did not share that with the class.
Well, surprise.
Okay, yeah.
Jane Shaw, okay. Sophia Smith, and then, yes, Mallory Swanson. Yeah. And then, I don't know if there was a swag surf.
It was an odd...
it was a lot of games.
It was an odd weekend compared to, I guess, most of the other NWSL weekends. I think there was probably fewer goals scored than there had been in a while. It was the pickings were not as plentiful as they have been in past weeks. It doesn't mean, obviously, I didn't really have anything. But yeah, I think some people are trying to separate themselves. Like, I think at this point, it's Coy's rookie of the year to lose.
Yes.
And I think it's going to be between Sophia and Barbara Banda going for it for MVP, which is good. I think they'll push each other. I'm interested to see Orlando and Portland play each other. And they'll see each other this summer. So that'll be interesting. I don't feel good about playing Zambia. I know that.
Zambia's going to cook up the United States to little crispy bits. I don't feel great about it.
Because they're not going to fear our defenders because they play against them.
So yeah, and then have our defenders.
Why would Barbara Banda be scared of anybody on our back line?
Emma, you better start calling up these defenders that are healthy.
So there's that. But yeah, I think some things are starting to show themselves, I think, more in individual players. But again, you still have 2/3 of the season left to go and a lot of breaks. Many things can happen. But yeah. Yeah, it's been interesting watching people establish themselves, and I think even not stars, like I think Joseph's played just about every game. Like yeah, she's getting minutes. Nesbitt's starting to get into minutes as well.
Kennedy,
I get that experience, and so it's nice to see some players that aren't necessarily huge names or didn't go really high in the draft. Getting that consistent playing time and really rounding into form as professionals and being able to sort of hold their own and stay in the game. I think we're finally seeing that with Ali Watt. I think obviously playing with Barbara Banda is going to elevate everyone's game, but I think that partnership has been a really fun one that's emerged so far. Obviously Trinity and Coy Ensar as well, and sort of their interplay up top and their ability to hit transition. So yeah, it's been really interesting watching, like I said, some of these young players round into form.
Yeah, and
so,
even some other young players, they might be on teams that are struggling, but they're balling. Like Savvy King is one that comes to mind. Kennedy Wesley.
Yeah, she's been
balling. But everybody has been hurt. So yeah, there people have been balling. So always keep your head on the swivel. With that said, quick shout out to the WNBA is back in session.
Now game's going on right now, Arthur.
Now y'all see what people were talking about, that Caitlin Clark was gonna get blessed into the league. She'll be fine, but she got blessed as you usually do when you gotta play this Connecticut.
This league is hard.
It's hard.
Listen, I mean, she's a Pat McAfee, but I actually respect him being like, oh, there's a lot of good players in this league. Yeah.
Yes.
It's the best league in the world. Like, yeah. Yeah. Like, all the greats have played in this league in so long as they played basketball before, like, 1990s. What is it? Six.
Yes.
We were on. Six, seven. Yeah. Post-Olympics. Yeah. Like, it's hard. Like, it's a hard league, and there's Anika Mule and a Raven Johnson on every team in this league, and they've been playing longer, and they got chips on their shoulders. Yeah. Like,
and they play way more physical.
Diana Taurasi ain't shot like that
in ever.
In ages. She ain't dove on the ground for a ball in ages. She did yesterday.
Yeah. She was ready to beat the Aces, and
she knew she was playing the same day as Caitlin. And that fuels her, right? Like, she's always been fueled by just that. I don't know, hate's the wrong word. But, like, yeah, like, she, that type of stuff fuels her. It always has. She even hit the door of the electrical thing. So, yeah, I think they're, I think it's going to be a really fun season. That game was closer than it should have been yesterday, and obviously they're going to need Chelsea Gray, but like, I'm in this space, like, you're going to have to prove to me you can beat that team three times.
Yeah.
You're going to have to prove to me.
Because even if they didn't get Chelsea Gray, worst case, there's enough time to get the rest of those point guards ready.
Yeah.
It would be a little bit easier to compete, but literally, Phoenix should have, part of why Diana Taurasi punched the door is because they should have won the game.
Well, they also had to hit a ridiculous amount of three
pointers. Yeah, they hit all them three pointers.
Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah, and they were tired.
And they spent all that energy.
Hard to do.
And they lost by 8 points.
8 or 9. Yeah, something like that. But that's what I mean. Like, it's hard to do that for four quarters in three games in a playoff series when you've played an entire year and you have wear and tear on your body.
Yeah, it's hard.
Like, that.
And the point, you had, right? You collectively, and the Aces had collectively, like, their worst game they're probably ever going to have.
And they still won, right?
And like, they still won.
It's the same thing when y'all, like, folks were like, and listen, I really like Ant Edwards. I really, really like him as a basketball player. But listen, Jokic had two bad games and people lost their mind. And then that man reminded y'all, I'm him.
Yeah.
I might not look any parts of an athlete, but I'm better at basketball than most people have been at basketball. Like, especially for somebody that size. So, yeah, it's, I'm enjoying it in the sense that I think in men's and women's basketball right now, certainly at the professional level, we are seeing generational, like, best of their generation play. And it's just really exciting. That's a really exciting time in sports. Like, the torches have been passed. The new generation has their goats now. And they're putting on a show. Like, we're watching them in their prime now. And watching that as an adult versus watching it, you know, when I was a kid with Jordan, Swoops, all these other people, it's a very different experience just in terms of the knowledge that I've had in the life that I've lived and understanding some of the context. But yeah, I think we touched on it last week, just some of the stuff happening in the W. We know now that Toronto, I don't know if you talked about it last week, we know that Toronto is the next expansion team.
They're getting expansion team in 2026. There are two more in between, which means I think two is coming Somebody else is coming.
Valkyries.
Well, Valkyries is Golden State, but another one's coming with them next year, and then another one's coming with Toronto the year after that. Yeah.
So yeah, there's two to be determined, obviously. So obviously expansion's coming, which is always
finally good. Wow, magical. Look at that.
It'd be great if they'd also expand those rosters.
Yeah, they need to. I think they're going to.
Eventually, we're getting whatever. The charter flight thing is a mess, girl.
There's charters. We need to get... So, Kathy got to do better, because everybody need to be in charter. You had New York on a megabus to D.C.
I don't know if it was a megabus, but yeah.
On a Greyhound.
I can afford a better bus than that.
But yes. Yeah, like, we got to do better. They're going to have a ride to get this stuff together. Asia Wilson has a shoe. An A1.
She does. She does. The A1 apostrophe one. And the apostrophe is the Nike
check. All I gotta say is Nike, yes. Okay, cool. You were working with her for a year or whatever. But boo-boo,
yeah,
you...
I ain't telling nobody.
But the problem is, y'all ain't had a black woman have a signature shoe since 2000.
Since Cheryl Swoops?
That's forever ago. There have been too many black ballers who've been balling.
Cheryl Swoops' son is in college.
Yeah. Let me put it like this. Simone Augustes, it was a sneakerhead. Tweety Nolan was a sneakerhead. Rebecca Brunson was also a sneakerhead. They wore Nikes. You didn't get them no shoes? And they had multiple championships. We got to do better.
I think there's a larger conversation to be had. I think Adidas has also been behind and made a move.
Yeah.
And hiring Candace Parker as the head of women's basketball there, which is incredibly smart. You're seeing the growing pains of a league that's been around longer than the one we cover. It's interesting, and their hands being forced, and the growth is probably happening faster than they were prepared for. But if it pushes them to professionalize, if it pushes them to do all the things they should have been doing anyway, and if they can do that in a way that honors the people who helped build this thing, and the majority of those people were black women, then they will have shown me that they've learned lessons. I'll wait to see what Kathy does. I am of the mindset currently that she's done a lot to get them where they are, but like the next iteration is a little too big for her.
Yeah, she's gotta be somebody else.
She's not necessarily the commissioner for the next moment. But she clearly is in the job and has a chance to prove us wrong on that one. So,
she got the rest of the year to figure out how to get a solid TV deal, how to get a lot going, because you're going to be in a CBA war. So, they can opt out of it this year. They can opt out of it this year into next year. So that's why she's in some shit, because she got two teams coming.
Those players also got to come to some kind of agreement, and they ain't necessarily all on the same page either. But again, that's how unions work, so that's for them to figure out and advocate for themselves. But the W's back. Tap in, get your league pass, and enjoy it. It's gonna be a fun season. I certainly don't think it'll be boring.
Let's go Isis.
I have no dog in the fight, but yes, but I do enjoy watching them play basketball. Yes.
And on a note, last one, hits and riffs.
Yeah. Who's going first?
You.
Sure. All right. So my songs for this week. So, my newbies are, I can't believe I'm going to this song. I'm not a city girl, but, Okay. By JT.
Wow.
I got more than one side of me as a person. I can like that song. And then number one, Tyla featuring Tims. And then my throwback, because it was his birthday this week. Never Dreamed You'd Leave in Summer. Stevie Wonder. And then obviously this is not a deep cut, but Sir Duke. Stevie Wonder. Let Stevie do it.
All right. My songs. So, in honor of continuing the Rock Strike, shout out to Kirko Banks. Cup Up Top Down, Kirko Banks featuring every Houston individual. And then Let Me See It by UGK. Let me see. Then Diamonds in the Sky by Big Pokey, Millionaire, Killian and Kirk Bangs. And then Noma talking about Kirk Bangs featuring Paul Wall. So, yeah. If you, for you young children who don't know, Drake, you effectively, well, he straight up stole the song, Kirk Bangs, just keeping it real. So definitely go listen to what the songs you might have liked actually should sound like. There you go. They all blowing up all over the Spotify's and Apple Tunes. Mm. But that's it.
I just realized I had no idea what Kirk Cobain's looked like until I Googled him just now. Okay.
Wow.
Drinking I don't always cup. Know what people look like. They're on my audio friend. Okay. I'm old. Like, I don't know all these people.
Wow. Oh yeah, happy birthday. Names. Somebody's getting old.
Yeah, next week.
Somebody's turning for old.
Ma'am, I don't care. Like, you are more obsessed with me being old than I am.
I got no issue with it. I know I'm an antique. Except your antique.
I'm very excited to turn 40. So
let's go. Anyway, happy birthday. And then shout out to everybody under the sun. All y'all, street team, patrons, sponsors, Gal Pal Sports, Carolyn Edels. And yeah, that's it. Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, hold on. Wait, what were you saying?
No.
And so what we're going to do? We're going to stay hydrated.
Stay melanated.
And we're going to make sure the black women in your life are celebrated.
And we're going to make sure your shea butter bombs are always elevated. Kat, I need you to do something for me this weekend, baby.
Okay, so yeah, Sue's going to be in Europe. And so she's going to
I'll be Old Trafford on Saturday.
She's going to be in the legendary Old Trafford.
All right.
The greatest, one of the greatest, not well taken, stadiums
on
earth.
Not after those videos.
Okay, right. Let's not do that. You're going to touch holy ground.
Okay.
And inhale greatness and be one with the place. And then she going to Champions League final.
Yeah. Women's Champions League, which is
women's, yeah. I was going to be like, damn, you got millions of dollars to go to the men's? But anyway.
I can't even find tickets. If I could, I'd stay. But I cannot find them. If somebody wants to send me tickets, holler. I'll make it work.
Holler.
I work remotely. I'll just take my work computer.
Twerk.
Both my teams are playing each other. Or two of my teams are playing each other. I'm just saying. But yeah. Let's go.
But anyway.
Men and women, don't embarrass me this weekend. Amen.
But anyway, we will be on break, kind of, sort of. Not really. Well, I still have to be in the street, so you'll hear some more from me. But anyway, we will holler at y'all. Peace.
Trying to catch a wave, we ain't in North Carolina.